You know what's crazy? Here's what's crazy. The amount of capital that we invest in playing this crazy game, the amount of capital, time, money, energy, and attention that we invest in playing this bull, this, I was going to use farm language there, in playing this crazy game of trying to keep up with what everyone else expects of us. And you know what's even crazier about this is everyone else doesn't exist. Right? It's just become this catchphrase for society. Right? Instagram, Facebook, Snappy Chat, like whatever we call it now, the TV news, the financial pornography network. It's a never-ending cascade of messages about stuff that is not important to you individually. It's not important to me individually. In fact, none of it even seems to matter to anyone individually. But for some reason, it's important to everyone. And we have to keep in mind that everyone doesn't exist. Why play the game? Wouldn't it be refreshing if we could just stop? Wouldn't it be refreshing if we could just opt out of the game? Now, I'm not talking about the economic system. I'm talking about appearances, desires, the endless parade of ideas that we buy unnecessary plastic crap to keep us happy. The jury's in. The data and evidence are clear. That does not produce happiness. You know what does? It's interesting. I was reading some research today around longevity too. Connections with people we love. And that's not even, it's like 3 to 5 people. 3 to 5 close-knit good friends and family. In terms of longevity, that was the number one driver of happiness and longevity was, do you have close connections with a handful of good people? And they said, really, it was like 3 to 5 people. Time with the people that you love. Throwing rocks in the pond with your son. Going on a bike ride with your daughter. Like those quiet moment in the morning, staring out the window without your phone. Walking to the mailbox a couple times a week with your spouse or partner holding their hand. That's what matters, right? And boom, as soon as we think that, off we are being influenced by the game. The game, the financial pornography industrial complex that says you need more, faster, better, bigger. Wouldn't it be refreshing if we could just opt out? Wouldn't it be refreshing if we gave each other permission to talk about it? What if the next time you're at coffee with a friend, what if you just asked, hey, what really matters to you? Right? What's the most important? I asked this in a podcast interview recently. I asked, like, and this was a billionaire that I asked. A billionaire with this like massive collection of art and this incredible house. And I said, you know, what's the most important thing you own? What's your most important possession? I think I said. And without skipping a beat, he said, it's my friends. It's the 50-year relationship I have with a handful of people. What if we all just gave each other permission to have those conversations? Try it. Would you? Try it. Would you? In fact, I'm not kidding about this. There's a bunch of you that listen to this. And I'm talking to you, one of you, individually. You, yeah, you. The one that's looking around wondering if I mean you. I mean you. Do me a favor. Have one conversation today. Look for an opportunity. It could be with a spouse, a partner, a child, a friend. And ask, what's the one thing that brings you the most joy? Or another version, Let's imagine 20 years from now, you're looking in a safe. It's underneath your desk, and you open the safe, and the safe is labeled your most important experiences, your most valuable possessions. If you open the safe 20 years from now, what do you imagine would be in there? Would you go try that? Send me an email how it goes. Cheers, my friends.